Teira Or, Miketz, Chanukah, Peis Lamed Gimel, second column. Okay, until now, the Alter Rebbe was explaining the garments of the Neshamas in Gan Eden are actually the mitzvahs it did in this world, which enables it to get this great revelation. He says, "Well, days would be it, and you know, the Vushim Neshama Gan Eden to have an additional explanation of the Neshama Gan Eden. Yuvin Alpi Masha Peter Bezayir Kodesh. Save Parshas told us what the Zayir says at the end of Parshas told us Shamalachim Yiridasim Leilam Hazeh when the Malachim come down into this world whenever they have to come down. Mislabchim Belavush, they have to wear a garment for the Malachim to come into this world." Because the malachim are be'etzim, spiritual, for a spiritual being to come into a physical world, it needs the garment to block the spirituality that it could come into the physical. Is also through a garment. So understanding the reverse. If a malach, in order to come down into this world, needs a garment, so the neshama to go up to Gan Eden needs a garment. In order for the neshama, which is in the physical body, or was in the physical body, to benefit from the shechinah, it has to also be through a spiritual garment. Okay, but l'cheira, the mashal about the angel is not a good mashal. Why? Because the neshama really is ruchnius anyway. It might have been in a physical body, but the neshama is ruchni. So why does the neshama need a garment in Gan Eden? A malach, which is spiritual, needs a garment to come into a physical world. That you need, but why the reverse? V'im kein lo metzich l'olvush. Bishvil l'hasig az... Same thing everywhere, same way everything else. Hashem said, let there be malachim, there was malachim.
Is it part of the Hashem, like us?
No. Mm-hmm. Like everything else in the world. Speech. Okay, Bayasi
yeah.
Bloom.
Yeah, not as high as...
No. Nowhere near it.
They're holy animals.
It says, if 10 Jews are sitting in a room doing nothing, the Kedusha is so great, an angel explodes if he comes into the room.
What about the neshama before it comes down into this world? Isn't that without a garment and it's able to...
No, because the neshama was here before.
Like a neshama chadasha.
Neshama chadasha is a whole different concept. By the way, neshama chadasha doesn't necessarily mean that it was never here before. Neshama Chadasha, Rambam Rashi explains, means the neshama wasn't included in Adam Arishon like all the other neshamas. That's how he explains it. Their goof of a malach comes from two elements. A human comes from fire, air, earth, and water, four elements. A neshama, a malach comes from fire and air. The mamosh is of the malachim. That means, relatively speaking, whatever that limitation is, that's what he sent. Okay. So he says, but why does the neshama, which essentially is spiritual, why does the neshama need a garment to be in Gan Eden? So that Rebbe says like this: spiritual and physical, Gashmis and Ruchnius, are both created Yeshmiayin. Masha Enkin Zivashchina, Shugili Alukus Mamish, like he says in Pashas Chayasan, the Pasha Gavram Zakein. So therefore, Alukus is the Maira Meruchnius, which is above Gashmis. Shale Eina Rechen Ivram Lagabi Abeda. Here the Rebbe is saying a very interesting point. The ray of Gan Eden is higher than spiritual. Spiritual and physical are both Yesh Miayin creations of Hashem. He said the Ziv Ashchina is above Ruchnius. As he says clearly. And of course, Lamaila Melchim Ruchnius, just like it's above Gashmius. Now the question is like this. How can a spiritual entity understand something which is above spirituality? It's way above it. He explained before, the neshama is ruchnius, and Gan Eden is ruchnius, so why is there an issue? But the bottom line is, he's explaining now, the neshama is ruchnius, Ruchnius, but Gan Eden is higher than Ruchnius.
Why is it higher than
Gan? That's what he says.
Why is Gan Eden is Ruchnius?
No, he says the Ziv Ashchina in Gan Eden, there's Gan Eden, and then there's the Rei of the Shechina. The Rei of the Shechina in Gan Eden, he says clearly, here is above Ruchnius, whatever it means. V'zah magbil oshav ha-shpili. Lochein kedei shetasi gilu zamamish. In order for the neshama to understand this level, which is even higher than Ruchnius, E.F. Shaliyas, Kemai De Levush, Mimai Samitzis, needs a garment to be able to handle it. Otherwise, it's too great a revelation. Meaning, higher than Ruchnius, even for Ruchnius, is too great. And therefore, in order for it to handle it, like you're looking at the sun, it's too bright, you need sunglasses. So you need a garment.
Why is he skipping the fact?
What?
Ruchniyot has a gibul to it.
Sure, it has a gibul to it.
Why is he skipping the fact that the neshama is from its neshama?
Not the neshama coming down. Once the neshama comes down, as Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, it becomes a yesh. It becomes limited by the body.
But when it goes.
No, higher than Ruchnius. He's not saying that.
What's higher than Ruchnius? It is only Asmasis.
That's what he's saying. Ruchnius and Gashmius are both creations. There's a level higher than creations, creator. He says, the Ziv Ashchina, which is interesting. It's not a common expression, what he's saying. The Ziv Ashchina in Gan Eden is above Ruchnius. And therefore, the Neshama, even though it's Ruchni, in order to grasp this level of godliness, which is above Ruchnius, it needs a garment.
The Neshama is God, it's part of Hashem.
Again, for the tenth time. The Neshama coming into the body is not that level anymore.
We're not talking about coming to the body, we're talking about when it goes back to heaven.
It's still not. Where's it go? Where's Gan Eden? Bria. Where's it going to? It's not going to Atmos. It's going to Bria.
It's not going to Bria. It's a piece of Bria now.
That is getting a ray of the Shechina which is higher than Ruchnius, and therefore Nisham and Bria can't handle it.
I understand.
I think
that
we have to just listen.
Relatively speaking, it's Ein Sof. Atzilus is Ruchni?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a limitation in Atzilus?
Yes.
What does that mean? I Ein Sof. It's Chochmah Ein Sof, Bin Ein Sof, Chesed Ein Sof, Gvura Ein Sof. But it's still a limitation that it's Chesed and Gvura and Teferis. It's 10 spheres.
Maybe we confuse Ruchnius with Neshama. Neshama maybe is infinite, is part of God.
No, Neshama is Ruchnius. That's what he's saying over here. In order for Neshama, which is Ruchnius, needs a garment to handle a level which is above Ruchnius.
But Neshama is part of Hashem.
That's what he's saying. But it's not when it comes into the body.
From a different angle. And I think we have to wait until to hear what the Alter Rebbe says.
That's what he's saying.
Okay. We don't have to understand.
The Alter Rebbe, why do you not have to understand if you could understand it? The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, in the Gesser Tshuva, that even though the Neshama is Bavi Barbapov, but when the Neshama comes into the body, it goes through the letters of Ayem Elakim Nasa Odom, it becomes limited. Neshama in the body becomes limited. Even when it leaves the body, it originates in a level of the essence of Hashem. But afterwards, the Neshama is put into Gan Eden, which is Bria. it's a level of limitation.
Limitations are imposed on it,
so because it's limited by Ruchnius, if it wants to grasp a level higher than Ruchnius, it needs a garment to protect it, so to make
words,
it happen.
In other words, after 120, it doesn't go back to the essence of Hashem. It's going to go.
It never does.
Okay, it's going to go somewhere in heaven.
It goes to Gan Eden, no?
If you want to go to a higher heaven, you have to do Torah mitzvahs, you know, to grasp and be protected from those.
Yeah, heavens. But that's what he's saying. It originates in the essence of Hashem.
But it never goes back to the essence.
No. Its essence is the essence of Hashem.
The Pintaliyid,
the Yechidah Shem HaNefesh.
Which sometimes shows itself on occasion.
Correct.
When the person...
Well, it depends. Yeah, usually under pressure.
Okay. And that is never revealed to the Neshama itself, even in heaven.
In heaven, not down here only.
Down here only.
V'zeo kinyariya baspaklaya mi'ida. Shatzahot sogas, someone who's mamish, who understands the essence through the garments of mitzvahs. But it says they're sinning and vatu sam b'rosheihem, which is the level of makif, which is the level shelamayla mizivahara musagas lahem, which is above the ray. Therefore, einim shachar v'chinei gilui, therefore cannot be revealed kimaideiria yedeyos plakish aspaklayu sheinu meira shein musagam hu shelanido. In other words, the essence of Hashem cannot be grasped by the neshama in Gan Eden. The neshama needs a garment to make it handle. What is the garment? The mirror. That's Beklai Yishenu Me'idam. Okay, so he says now, V'zeo in Yener Mitzvah.
That something that's not Me'ira, it grabs...
It blocks it. There's a blockage, he says, in the mirror. There's a blockage behind it. Right, and then it can handle that level. V'zeo in Yener Mitzvah v'Yener Elokim Nishmas Odom. And that's the concept of Ner Mitzvah. Or Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom Hanu Beis Bechinas Ner. There's two levels of Ner. There's Ner Mitzvah and there's Ner Hashem Nishmas Odom. Aleph es Baklaya Me'ira. One is the magnifying glass like he spoke before. V'abeis es Baklaya Yishenu Me'ira. The level of a the mirror. The Indian, he says like this. The Indian says this. Don't forget, this is all starting about Ner Chanukah, right? About the natives of Chanukah. So he says like this. Ki ine ben ner yashem en upsila. In Ner, there's two parts. The oil and the wick. And there's two types of fire. There's ner uchma shel apsila and ner chiyura. Even if you look at the flame, right, there's one color that's connected to the wick, and then the blue, and then there's the yellow, which is higher up, which is not connected to the wick. Vine ha'or shu iker haner, the primary light of the candle is the light that's nechaz b'psila dafka. Dafka, that light, it's a hotter fire. You ever notice people always, they stick their hands with the yellow of the fire, because it's not that hot. What's the hot part of the fire? The blue part at the bottom. That's the main part of the net. He says, Avoshem and built the Efshishiochel Barbatsme. But the oil, you can't light oil. You have to light the wick, right? The oil, you just can't take a match and light the oil in your menorah. You have to do it through a wick. Kiemaide Psila. Only through a wick means through a levush, through a keli, mikama came Hashem and unichl ba'or. Okay? So, but nevertheless, what burns? The oil is drawn through the wick into the fire. Right? So without the wick, it doesn't happen. But what's burning? Not the wick. The wick doesn't burn. The oil burns through the wick. V'kach hinei ma'isa mitzvos beil mazeh. Mitzvahs in this world as a shaman, like it says in the Isaiah Yenuka, the bulk. Hanu shaman mishchas kodesh, which is called the holy oil. Shishor shebachoch milove rotzen elyon. Ach shenishtausu v'yodo begashmi is beilam azem. Right? But, then I say this. Mitzvahs are the level of oil. It's the will of Hashem. But they come down into physical mitzvahs. Okay, again, and that shiurchus by Marin Sof. Therefore, Elukus cannot reveal itself in the mitzvah itself only Tzvubin that the Pesila, the wig, which is the Nefesh or the Kis HaMekayim HaMitzvah. In other words, like this, you can have mitzvahs down here. You have mitzvahs, which is the will of Hashem. But who does the mitzvah? Who illuminates the mitzvah? Only the Jew, the Nefesh or the Kis, doing the mitzvah. So the Nefesh or the Kis is the wick that allows the flame to burn. The oil is the mitzvah. The neshama is the wick that burns the oil.
And what's the oil?
The oil is the mitzvah itself. There's a mitzvah called tefillin. Yeah, that mitzvah is Shema Mishchas Kodesh. Yeah, that's the holy thing. But that's a mitzvah down here, is the will of Hashem to put on tefillin. But who puts on tefillin? Who lights it? Who consumes the mitzvah, the kedusha? The neshama, which is the wick. Right, he means because there's a reason to the mitzvah also. Primarily, it's Ratzon Elyon. There are reasons for the mitzvahs. And then he says, then when the Jew does the mitzvah, so he's the wick that illuminates and ignites the fire, the oil. Adam simply means that a person does the mitzvahs, but Chassidus interprets Asheyasa Esam Adam. The man makes the mitzvah. How does tefillin become a mitzvah when a Jew puts it on? That's what makes it a mitzvah, when you put it on, when the Jew does the action. Mashenkin Chesed Umim. V'zeh Teyusam B'Yisrael Haynu Ayidei Sheyash B'Nefesh. Through the fact that in the nefesh, there's a level Mesidus Nechud Be'echud B'Krishma, which is the level Mesidus Nefesh and Echud of Krishma, which is Bittul, learning Sa'av Baruch Hu, which is the level of Bittul, meaning like this. The wick, the oil and the wick become one. There's a Bittul of the oil and the wick together. That's the only way it can light, because the oil has to go through the wick and burn. So there has to be this unity between the oil and the wick, the bittul. And he says,
what does that mean?
What?
That there's Mrs. Nefesh.
No, the bittul of the Jew to Hashem is the Mrs. Nefesh that he does to do the mitzvah, which is revealed in the Lev Hashem Echad.
Oh, what does that mean, that the Dalid is Mrs. Nefesh? You have to, when you think
Dalid?
About Echad,
I'm
sorry.
Echad.
When you think about Echad, you have to think Mrs. Nefesh?
Only, yeah.
Every day or only on Yom Kippur?
No, every day.
Every day you have to think that you would give up your life when you say Shema?
That's what Shema Yisrael, Shema Kev, Shema Chod, that Hashem is the only thing that exists. And therefore, whatever, not killing yourself.
Same covenant you have under the,
no, well, day? Yeah, no.
I didn't know that.
The Mesidus Nefesh means giving up your will for Hashem. Yom Kippur is taking a step further, even you're willing to give up your life for Hashem. But every day is Yom Kippur. We think Yom Kippur is once a year.
I thought when you say Bechol Moedecha, you have to think that you would give up.
No, more Echad. No, Echad. No, Chesed that the Goyim do.
What about a guy doing Shema Mitzvahs with Nech? Is he a candle with wick burning?
No, because he doesn't bring Kedusha into the world.
Huh? It's a mitzvah.
He doesn't bring Kedusha into the world.
It's just to make the world civilized.
That's it.
What if he believes that this mitzvah comes from Moshe Rabbeinu?
That's when the Rambam writes, he keeps Shema Mitzvahs with Nech.
They have to think that in order to be fulfilling.
In order, the Rambam says, Chassidi Ume Sa'ilam. Okay, Rambam says in two places. Chassidus Ume Sa'ilam is a guy that keeps the seven mitzvahs. The Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, it's they keep the seven mitzvahs because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai that a guy has to keep the seven mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, if not, he's not Chassidus Ume Sa'ilam.
He's not getting all of them.
Right. He's not called Chassidus Ume Sa'ilam.
Even if he's keeping all of them.
That's what Rambam says clearly. Chassidus Ume Sa'ilam is a guy that keeps seven mitzvahs because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, you have to keep seven mitzvahs.
So at that point, you're bringing the Kedusha?
No. A guy can't bring Kedusha into the world because a guy doesn't have a neshama.
Very good. That's it. Self-interest, right?
When a guy Well, there's only one of the seven mitzvahs v'neinich. There's only one positive mitzvah. They're all negative. Right? The only positive mitzvah is set up a court system. When a goyim set up a court system, they don't bring any kedusha into the world. In order to bring kedusha into the world means you are connecting ruchnius and gashmius together. That is the koyach of a yid who has a neshama and a guf. We're given at matan Torah. So only a yid is able to make the gashmistic world into kedusha.
You only bring kedusha through positive mitzvahs.
Yeah, negative mitzvahs don't bring kedusha.
But tasurah brachim, you don't bring kedusha.
Why isn't there bracha negative mitzvahs?
Because you don't necessarily have to. You don't necessarily have to.
A guy wants to eat chazer and he doesn't. Why does he make a bracha? I don't
know, because it's not a positive mitzvah.
But why isn't there a bracha? Why isn't there a shekel shalom mitzvah?
He's going to have to do the sin.
He wants to do the sin, and he's not.
There's no mavrich. There's not anything. He's not bringing down
it. Because you're a negative mitzvah. Don't bring down kedusha.
That's why.
Only active things bring kedusha, not passive.
There are three mitzvot that they...
We learned already a million times. Positive mitzvahs bring kedusha into the world. Negative mitzvahs... When you transgress a negative commandment, you're strengthening evil. Somebody eats chazer, they're strengthening the level of shokshim satmeis. If they don't eat chazer, they're not bringing kedusha into the world. By not eating chazer, eventually evil becomes weaker. So if evil becomes weaker, if it's not fed, it becomes weaker, so then kedusha can work better.
But v'lo tatur is a positive commandment.
No, it's not. V'lo yisasur means do not
follow.
Where is the positive mitzvah? Leisasu, do not go after your eyes and hearts. That's where there's no positive, the bracha and positive mitzvahs.
So any action that doesn't have a bracha doesn't bring kedusha, mikvah?
It brings kedusha. Who says, if I did a mitzvah without bracha, I brought kedusha? I put on tefillin without making a bracha, I brought kedusha or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Women say bracha,
because by them it's a mitzvah. By men it's not a mitzvah.
There you go.
In order to make a bracha, you have to do an active. But the fact is, a person, by saying the bracha, is just saying what they accomplished by doing the mitzvah. But if they don't say it and they do the mitzvah, you put on film without a bracha, you did the mitzvah. Okay, so he says, a commercial of psila, shabon nechaz, it's like the marshal of the wick that holds on to the fire. On the other hand, the oil itself, you can't light. Because the nefesh, because it's ruchnias, has this level of bittul. Therefore, the nefesh could be the wick, because it has the bittul to the oil. Mashenkim b'maisa mitzvahs atzman. It only into the wick El Shabova Yodan Nimshigili earns of Bamaisa mitzvahs. What that happens though, the wick burns the oil. So only through the person doing the mitzvah, not the mitzvah itself. Tefillin itself doesn't bring kedusha into the world. When the person does the mitzvah of tefillin, then he brings down the kedusha into the world, through one wick, you can light a lot of oil. You don't only light a drop; you can light a lot of oil. Because the person during their lifetime does infinite amounts of mitzvahs. It's one wick, one person, yet they could do a ton of mitzvahs.
It's not infinite.
It means relatively speaking. Of course, now, because you live 120 years, X amount of seconds, it's again impossible. But he's saying, generally speaking, means you do a lot of mitzvahs with one person.
So is it good if the wick consumes a lot of oil at the same time, or is it's efficient?
It does both. that a klal, you could do one mitzvah at a time. Huh? Why? Because you become more spiritual. You become holier, then it's easier to do another mitzvah. Why have I got a saveda? Because I did one of it. Why is it going to stop another of it? Because I lowered myself into klipa. So once I'm lower, it's easier to give in to another aveda. But he says the neshama, the person, is the wick, because without that neshama doing the mitzvah, it's like oil without a wick that you can't light. The Jew makes the mitzvah. Ashayasa Aysam Adam, the Yid makes the mitzvah and makes the mitzvah bring down Kedusha by doing it.
Why dafka at Baal Mitzvah?
Because then he's mature enough to realize the obligation in the mitzvah.
But it seems like a little kid is more refined, more pure, more...
Maybe more pure, but...
Now, Zahra, I don't...